If winning a gold, silver, or bronze medal means that one has achieved the pinnacle of excellence, what does it mean when you win all three? Dancers Kaylee Badger, 10, and Olivia Tucker, 11, from Miss Jenny's Performing Arts Studio in Innisfil know. Their ensembles won a gold, silver, and bronze medal at the Dance World Cup, DWC, which is known as the Olympics of Dance, in Prague, Czech Republic, which took place from June 27 to July 6. More than 9,500 dancers gathered from 66 countries to compete. Kaylee and Olivia competed in the DWC for the second consecutive year as members of World Performers Canada. The team won so many medals. We won a bronze for contemporary, a silver for jazz, and a gold for tap, Kaylee said. She competed in acro, jazz, contemporary, hip-hop, tap, ballet, and show dance numbers. I loved my tap large group because it was so high energy and fun to perform, Kaylee said. We didn't know it would get a gold medal before we left to compete it, and we already loved it. This year's Canadian team had 202 members from across the country. Miss Jenny's co-owner Kate Badger said each of the medal-winning teams included between 20 and 30 10 to 13-year-old dancers from Ontario. I am so grateful for the opportunity to compete on behalf of the Canadian team. And I thank World Performers Canada for providing me with this opportunity to see the world and share the language of dance with other countries, said Olivia, who competed in jazz, acro, tap, ballet, contemporary, and lyrical routines. My favorite routine was my solo because it was my first solo at the World Cup, and I really enjoyed the choreography, the costume, and the music, she said. In addition to winning three medals, Kaylee and Olivia were among the runners-up to winning the World Dance Cup. The cup is a final award chosen by the chairman and judges, Kate said. If you win a gold medal, the chairman might pick your routine to perform again at the gala, which puts you in the running for the cup. There were only a few large groups he chose to dance for the cup, and the tap group was a close runner-up for the final award. Of all of the gold medal groups, only the tap from Canada, a jazz ensemble from England, and an acro from Portugal danced for the cup. Kaylee and Olivia enjoyed seeing all their fellow dancers during the Parade of Nations. We all lined up by country to walk through Old Town Prague together, waving flags of our countries. We got pictures with dancers from other countries and traded flags, pins, and small gifts, Kaylee said. It was very exciting, and I love listening to all the national anthems. It was very inspiring, added Olivia. Both dancers from Innisfil enjoyed visiting the Charles Bridge in Prague, which includes a wishing spot. We visited it three times, Olivia said. It was really interesting to learn about the history of the bridge and all of the amazing buildings surrounding it. I love learning about the history of different cities through travel and dance. I am very grateful to my family for taking this adventure with me for the second year in a row, and look forward to future trips. We did a walking tour that included Prague Castle and the Charles Bridge, which were both my favorite things to see, Kaylee said. We made wishes on the Charles Bridge together. It was really special to finally get to watch the girls, Kaylee and Olivia, perform with their team, Miss Jenny's co-owner Jenny Chapman said. We woke up between 2 and 4 a.m. Eastern time to watch them perform, and were blown away by how amazing their routines were after only 6 rehearsals through the year. A very impressive showing for the team. Learn more about Miss Jenny's by visiting its website.